GM, everybody, we'll get started in just a couple of minutes. Checking if people can hear me. Hey, Kudo, how you doing?
What's up, and happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Doing great, man. It's bull market, and everything is pumping left and right. And yeah, can't be any more grateful. And today is Director Kang's birthday. 2 years, it's like time flying. And yeah, I'm grateful for all that everything happened. And like all the people that collect us that are with us till today. Thanks all. Love you all.
Love you too, Kudo. And I'm grateful for you, man. I think it's been an amazing journey. I'm happy we're still working on many different things together. It's been a blast. One of the hardest workers I know, super creative, great ideas. I'm just, a Kudo appreciation post, man. okay. So according to Discord, I'm hungover and you're high. So this is nice. People are in a good mood.
Yeah, I did smoke some butt and then I took shower, so I'm pretty good now.
all good. I'll get Trendy up as well. I think he's going to be the reasonable one here, so that's good. Happy birthday. Absolutely. It's our second anniversary. I feel like, you know, this took 20 years to get to 2 years, but also at the same time, it feels like it was just yesterday that we were, you know, planning the mint, writing some posts on Twitter and reviewing projects, doing all those things. It feels very close and at the same time, very far away. So I'm very excited that we're still, you know, doing very well as a project. Got an amazing community, and we're just growing, so it's amazing to see. I see we have Trendy and Rectifier as well in here. Welcome to the spaces. Happy second anniversary for Wrecked Wolf.
Hey, guys. Happy second anniversary, and it has been a great journey. I love Kudo's art, and I like Zerker's leadership of this community. It has been a great journey. Like, Rekt is one of the good things that came out of my Terra investment. So I don't know how things would have been if I was not invested in Rekt. I still remember one of the early days of Rekt when I was still when I was just a IO bull holder, and I came into this community. I asked, like, why did you name this project as Wrecked Wolf and not Wrecked Dogs? So Zerker gave a great response, and I thought okay, Wrecked is like a really original NFT project. Unlike others, they are not doing this just for creating some kind of a hype or anything. And they also had this, you guys also had this idea of not having any one-on-ones. So one-on-ones were the hype those days. So it made me feel like, okay, this is a very original idea. I mean, not to say that we are not going to get rugged. So we know we might get rugged any day, but it has been a great journey. I still hold all of my NFTs. I have not sold even a single Wrecked NFT. Some of my friends make fun of me even now. Like, so at what time, at what When are you going to exactly sell your Rec Gang NFTs? Like, they know that I love this art very much. So I need to make up my mind and find a way to sell all my Rec NFTs, make some money and get my Terra investments back. So I hope we all get there. So yeah, thank you guys.
Thanks for that testimonial, Anand. I mean, even if you wanted to sell your wrecked NFTs, I'm not sure you'll be able to. There's just, you know, not that liquidity there. That being said, I'm happy that you're still holding, still bullish. And I love your bull. It's really an amazing one. I think you got a really cool one. I think Kudo put in a lot of work on that one.
Yeah, this was during the peak of the bear market. I don't know how I got that much of money. I waited till 4 a.m. in the morning to place the final bid. I think I was up against Taco for that. Taco had placed a bid. I placed like $2 above his bid and I got this.
Nice. Very cool one. I love it. And I'm happy that you're still bullish on the project. Eventually, maybe you'll make some money back. Most of the people made a lot of money back through the alpha channels. I think that's where a lot of the value is, not the NFTs themselves. The community is what matters. And yes, you're right. Kudo makes amazing art. I think it's one of the best arts out there. The IP is super original. You don't see anything like it elsewhere. So a lot of value within the Rec Gang. I see we have new speakers coming up wanting to share a few words of wisdom, a few, you know, good memories. Arlene, go ahead. Ladies first. I feel like it's also very late in Australia, so I should let you go first.
GM, guys. Well, thanks for the extra half an hour. Like, you know, sort of 5:30 is doable for me. It is very early in Australia, and I'm about to start my job at the nuclear reactor soonish. So, you know, that's fine. I'll just drink an extra coffee this morning. So I was actually telling a no coiner about Rekt Gang yesterday. They were there willingly. I wasn't there torturing them. But what I said to them probably nailed Rekt Gang in general. And I said to them that Rekt Gang was one of the first projects to really capitalize on the self-deprecating sense of humor. And, you know, because every big project before that was a little bit douchey, a little bit pretentious, you know, but we just don't take ourselves too seriously. And honestly, that's why I started, I mentored this project in the first place, and it's the reason why I'm still here. So, you know, love you guys. You know, here's to another 2 years at least. And you know what, in terms of selling my Rex Gang, fuck this. I've actually grown as a person. I'm recovering from my chronic bag holder syndrome, and yes, I'm adopting that meme. I've sold a couple, but like, then there's some projects that it's like life-changing gains or fucking nothing, or hodl till zero, and obviously this project is one of them. So you can either give me insane amounts of ETH for my wolves, or you can fuck off. Love you guys. Have a good one, Hank.
Yeah, I love you too, Arlene. Thanks for all the nice words, and I'm happy that you've been able to get yourself a little less wrecked by taking profits. We always say this is very important. I guess self-deprecating humor is really part of our DNA, and I think it's what makes us stand out. Like you said, a lot of these projects think they're hot shit, and you're going to become a god if you hold them. But really, most of the time, you're not. I see your PFP trendy. I mean it as no shade, but all right, let's move on with the testimonials. I see Ghost. Ghost, go ahead, man. Been around since forever. Met you in New York. Our familia, our Web3 familia.
How's it going, everyone? My familia. My heart goes out to all of you guys. It's been a wonderful 2 years. And I can't believe like how far we have gone in 2 years, from the start all the way to where we're up to now. And my original mints from the Rec Wolves, I will never sell those. Everything else is fair game, you know, Trippy Wolves, Chickens, Bulls, but those original six that I minted, I won't let go of. Those mean more to me than all the other ones combined. We went through hell and high water, and we're still going to be there.
Yeah, those, you know, kind of the Rex Wolf OG is probably the most wrecked of collections because, you know, it is the one that was doing so well on Terra. And I know a lot of people spend a good amount of money as well on these because Luna was like $100 when we minted. I remember, Kudo, do you remember we were chatting? I was like, shit, man. We initially set a free Luna mint price. I remember that. It was like, oh, this is going to be like $100. No, maybe $120. This is going to be fine. And then when we decided that, I think in 2 weeks, Luna went to $100. And then it was like, holy shit, free Luna is $300. We can't ask for that much money. That's just like way too much. Do you remember that discussion? That was pretty funny.
Yeah, man. The Luna price keeps pumping nonstop. And the market was like, oh, man, it was a great time. Yeah, love it, love it.
Yeah, and you know what? I feel like the second anniversary also feels as bullish as those Luna times, right? Like, I don't know. I think a lot of y'all, I hope y'all made some money during this bull market. I mean, if you haven't, I'm sorry. You are really wrecked. or at least something, right? Like, maybe not huge amounts, but I think most of the people here are up in the green. So, you know, kind of feels like that positive, good vibes times that we had on Luna. Maybe not as hype or as euphoric, but still, people are very happy and appreciate you, Ghost, you know, for holding down your OGs like that.
Of course. I mean, you guys are my extended family. And like you mentioned before, I met you at New York, and I've told you multiple times, if you ever needed something from me, you know, I'm there for you. Kudo as well.
Yeah. Ghost will, you know, what he's saying is if we need anybody liquidated in the, you know, more literal sense.
Just call him, right?
Yeah, exactly. Pedro, go ahead, man.
Happy birthday to all of us. Let's fucking go. What a day.
You've been trading too many meme coins, or you've been spending too much time on Harry Potter Telegram.
That coin's going to be the end of me, man. It's going to be the end of me. I think it's going to do one thing, and it goes the opposite way. But then sometimes I am right. But hey, just as a little bit of nostalgia, I went on to Telegram a few minutes ago and found a conversation from late February 2022 on this Telegram channel with PBR on this channel we're part of. And I'm like, hey guys, I'm kind of new to the NFT space. Check this one out on Luna. It's like poop, you know, but it's going to create passive income. Oh yeah, man. It's like, you know, a shit NFT. And he's like, man, you know, this is probably something you're going to want to avoid kind of as your first project. He's like, hey, in a couple of days, Wrecked Wolves are minting. He's like, you should really look at that. He's like, do you have whitelist? I'm like, no. He's like, join this Discord, ask for whitelist, blah, blah, blah. And I avoided the shit NFT, and I minted that Wrecked Wolf, and I'm so glad that I did. Fucking awesome.
PBR, what a Chad. And yeah, yeah, I do remember. I do remember those poop NFTs, by the way. They were pretty funny. And I'm glad you didn't mint, because I don't think something came out of it.
Yeah, right around that time was also Poppin' Puffins. And I held those and got wrecked where I should have sold them and, you know, made profit. But I remember those old projects on Luna. It was a great, you know, on Terra, it was a great learning experience. But, you know, Wreck Gang is the one that has outlived them all, man. So congrats, dude.
Thanks, Pedro. Appreciate you. Appreciate the good vibes. And let's keep trading shit coins in that meme coin channel.
Dude, I gotta get a little more confidence on Blast, man. I just can't do it, but at some point I will.
I have no confidence in that chain, by the way. I just bought the gaming one because I felt like it was a nice game. I wanted to try it out. The game sucks. And that is all. That's my journey on Blast. All right, we got Giannis. Giannis changed his PFP to his wrecked wolf. The leader of the cats is now a wolf for probably one day only, but we do appreciate it, Giannis. It's a very cool gesture.
Hey, guys. GM, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, happy birthday to the awesome multi-chain, family-friendly, educational, yada, 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 super toxic / negative / giga parasite gang. Yeah, I think, you know, this fits us better. As you all know, I was not, you know, very active back when the project started. And I remember, you know, seeing these very funny looking wolves and saying, yo, these are dope, but yeah, I'm not paying $1,000 to get one. No freaking way. And 2 years later, I think I hold more than 20 Wreck Gang assets, excluding the chickens. So yeah, that went well. Kudos to Arlene for recruiting me when V was getting another of his breaks that he actually never took. So many nice memories, you know, so many seed posting, so many fadding, so much, so many Twitter spaces, you know, just crazy, crazy, crazy things. I am super happy to see the gang growing day by day. I love seeing people, you know, like Pedro, which was not very active previously. People like Nikki, that he joined us the past year. And all these people, excluding Lil Gaines and all his Stargaze buddies. No, I'm joking. Anyway, happy birthday. I'm sure this will be one of the many birthdays that we will celebrate. And I really hope one day I can meet all my primos and we can have a Greek / Puerto Rican / Texas barbecue.
Yeah, we need NFT Greece. I feel like that would be one of the better locations for, you know, an NFT conference. The weather's nice, food is cheap, the people are loud. I mean, what's not the like? And yeah.
Well, if I ever read anything like that, you know, NFT Greece, I will automatically think that this is a scam. You know, don't send any money. Probably there's no event happening. You know, someone is stealing your money. But if we organize one, it will be nice.
Okay, good to know. You'll vet it before we invest some money in there. But yeah, I appreciate the feedback, Giannis. Always bringing the energy to any Discord that you're at. I remember seeing you in the Galactic Punks Discord with the same entrance, always the Iron Man. I don't know if you remember that one. Giannis has entered the chat and the Iron Man just landing. And that was kind of the trademark. I was like, this guy's pretty funny. And you also had Chem in your name. So I was always interested in knowing what, you know, is he about the chemistry? And you are. So that's pretty cool. So wishing you to finally finish your PhD and doing something else than Web3. That's my hope for your upcoming 2 years.
Thank you very much. And just to give a short info to everyone, I started writing my thesis. Well, I did not really start it, but, you know, I opened ChatGPT, I typed some shit, it gave me some results, and I copy and paste them in the Word document. So basically, I started.
Yeah, that's like a hack, man. Back in my day, we did not have ChatGPT. That being said, so you're probably done in like about 6 months or maybe even shorter than that, depending on how long it takes y'all to do this. So yeah, good luck and don't spend too much time, you know, staring at the charts if you want this to be done.
And I refuse to believe that ChatGPT is more of an expert in olive oil than Cam, so...
This is true, but my PhD is not in olive oil, sadly. I would have finished it 2 years sooner.
Oh, I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah.
Well, you can tell me later. You can tell me later.
Yeah, yeah.
I forget. I'm sorry I forgot.
It kind of is, Arlene, indirectly, though. So, you know, he says it's not, but we all know it is. all right, so thanks for the share, Giannis. Appreciate you and appreciate the PFP chase. That's pretty cool. Trendy, or I see you here, or Nikki. I don't know. I got a message from Nikki. I don't know if he can speak, is my thing. Trendy. Oh, okay, he put his hand up. Okay, I'll let Nikki go first because I think he's told me he's getting he's a little busy. Go ahead, Nikki.
Hey, good afternoon, guys, and happy second birthday. Just going on about a year with you guys now. For me, I think I joined back like last June area. So, just wanted to say, hey, you know, it's been really cool watching RectGain kind of evolve in the Polygon EVM space over the last year. We've kind of gone from, you know, when I found you, it was just Colbert shit posting, and it was kind of quiet, not a lot of people talking, and it's kind of become this almost cabal on Polygon, and I think that's kind of funny. I don't know that we're necessarily the greatest people to listen to advice wise, but you know, it's been fun. And yeah, I mean, that's that for me.
Yeah, thanks, Nikki, for joining. I guess, yeah, we're slowly becoming the cabal, right? Like initially we were following the cabal, but I think this was one of my, you know, biggest visions for the future of RectGain is to become the cabal. You know, people come into the Polygon channel and then they're like, what are we buying? And we tell them absolutely nothing. Don't spend any money on Polygon. And then they don't. So, and you know, you can see off the price of Matic and everything else that they do listen to us. So very successful in the Polygon channel. I'm very proud of that, but we're so happy to have you. As well as, I think Nikki is, you know, a very, I don't know if people know him from the Gon side, but I do know him, but very good at connecting with the Reddit community. I think you joined from the Reddit community. And I believe that the Reddit community will be playing a pretty big role in this upcoming bull market, or I guess we're already in the bull market. What we're seeing retail really, you know, come in the market at this point. Like the meme coins they're buying are the meme coins that are listed on the centralized exchanges. And I'm sure this is coming from, you know, retail kind of getting interested into crypto. So I also feel like Reddit is one of the easiest ways to onboard to crypto. So I'm happy to have you on our side. Maybe we should have a RectGain Reddit page at some point. That could be fun. I saw what you did with Gon, so that was pretty cool. And yeah, keep on connecting those retail folks so they can be our exit liquidity eventually. Hopefully. Okay, man. Thanks again for the share. Trendy, go ahead, man. And I see Leo's coming up.
Hey, happy birthday, gang. My experience with RectGain was actually post-crash. Like, I was always really big into Cosmos, but Luna was always kind of walled off, right? Like, it wasn't a smooth transition from getting to anywhere in the Cosmos to Luna. So by the time I aped in, Luna was around $100. It probably crashed like 2 weeks after I bought. So I don't know if it was my fault or what, but it made it feel pretty pretty according that I'd end up joining the Red Gang. But I was some nice exit liquidity for some people. Right after the crash, I think I bought my first Wolf for around 0.75 ETH, then bought another one for around 1 ETH. Granted, ETH was about $1,000 back then, so it wasn't as bad, but still. But yeah, I mean, the art is just beautiful. I'm looking at Kudos right now. It's fun to see him and Zerker returning back to their Wolf PFPs, and that just gave me that old-fashioned euphoria, I guess you would say. The first time I joined the Red Gang Discord, I popped in there. Like, you don't find very many founders who are in there shaking hands, kissing babies for every person who's coming into the Discord. And that's kind of why I've always kind of circled back, is just that family friendliness that perks its head every now and then. And yeah, it's just obviously love the art, love the community, love the family. And yeah, I can't wait for another 2 years to be with y'all guys.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Trendy. You, I mean, 1 ETH, absolutely. I mean, at this point, people would think you're stupid to buy a Wrecked Wolf for 1 ETH. But when it was $1,000, I mean, it's a lot cheaper than what people paid for them on Luna. And you got some really, really nice ones at that point. So that being said, I think you joined at the good time. I mean, it wasn't the top for sure. Really appreciate you getting involved, you know, organically within the community. And then I know we kind of put you as community rector, and you started the merch site and helping us out with pretty much everything. You're part of the team now, so kind of nice to see.
Yeah, that's all well and good. And
okay,
yeah,
Finn, go ahead then.
Thanks for all that. It's my day off. I'm getting DMs up the wazoo. People want a song. So here it is. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, you Rex plebs. Keep it family friendly. Happy birthday to you. All right. Happy second birthday, you fuckers. Now leave me alone. It's my day off. Bye-bye.
Are you with your kids? Is that how you speak with your kids? Because
it sure fucking is. It sure fucking is. Kids need to know that this world is cold and it's real out there. And, you know, that's what I'm here for. All right. I got to go. Thank you,
please,
guys.
Please wash your mouth with soap after, you know, and wash your dad's mouth with soap as well. All right, Ian, enjoy his day off. But that was a very nice tribute and song. I hope we'll get a rec clip out of it. Do mint rec clips. I think they're minting right now. Leo, go ahead, man.
God damn, I was just making my tea. Okay, wait a second. I just need to get those tea bags somehow
nice.
Out of my hand.
Thanks.
we can't hear you, Leo, for some reason. Why?
Oh, is it working now? No?
I can hear you. I know you're getting tea bags.
Yeah. I was getting some tea. Yeah, I just wanted to keep it short, actually. I'm also one of the newer members, like Nikki. So I just wanted to say that I'm glad that I got through through my first beer with you guys, and I'm also happy and looking forward to get through my first bull run with you guys. Happy birthday.
Yeah, I mean, happy birthday. Thank you. I actually, you know, I was thinking about this yesterday. I'm like, man, I know this may sound weird, but I kind of wish the bear market was back. Like, I'm, you know, buying some cheap Bitcoin. There's like one meme coin that's going to pop off, and that's about it. And it's probably going to rug. Now, like, I just feel very uneasy with all these coins doing so well. I'm like, man, I could have done so much more money during the bear market. It's like, you know, it's fine, right? So I did enjoy the bear market. I guess 100% we're going to enjoy this bull market as well. Should be a good time. And appreciate you. As well as the, I think the weird relationship you have going on with Liquid Spirit we're on the don't ask, don't tell policy. So, you know, if you guys want to keep that, that's fine. Whatever's happening over there.
I mean, I love Illiquid. He's my guy, you know. I hope that he keeps on moderating. No, I want to keep it serious. I mean, he does a great job, and I think it's good that we mention him here, because he's a great guy, and he's doing a lot of good stuff with the Discord. I think also the community wouldn't be the same without him.
Yeah, Illiquid is definitely a pro mod. Like, he's been a team member. He's pretty much, you know, the only person we paid from the start till this day. So Illiquid is an amazing mod, and he does some really cool shit and always kept the Discord safe. I think we have, I mean, knock on wood, but our Discord has, to my knowledge, never been, you know, compromised, as far as I know. As soon as I say this, somebody's going to happen. So that's great. We got Pedro back on. You know what? I want to do, I said we're going to raffle off chickens, and we will. And instead of raffling, might as well just do Kudo and myself really like the first come, first serve model now. So anybody that opens a ticket in Rec Gang Discord right now gets a free Polygon chicken. So, I mean, up to 20 at least. Yeah, let's do 20. We'll see how many people do this. First ticket. Guess who it was? I mean, Trendy Nikki, you can probably, okay, everybody knows. It's Giannis. The man always wins contests. Oh, I see them opening up. Very nice. We'll go up to 20. very cool. We have so many chickens in the DAO. We got to give some away. And they're doing pretty well. So that's nice.
The bot has wigged out. I just got a message that too many tickets have been opened at this point.
So we broke the Discord. That's very nice. They're going in tickets
already.
Okay. Guys, and gals, please post your Polygon address as well. Okay. That makes my life much easier. Then I can send them to you real quick, real easy. So yeah, this is one of the giveaways. I wanted to share as well some alpha with y'all, but I don't know, Kudo, how much do we want to be sharing here? And I kind of, I want to share something, but I don't know how much I want to share. I don't know if Kudo's still around.
Yeah, I'm still around. Yeah, I don't know where to start, man. I mean, like, it's so hot. I don't know. You start.
I don't know either how much I want to share. That being said, I guess we can go with the generic. We got cool shit building in the background, but the cool shit is going to be there very, very soon. So this month you will see, new Rec Gang art. We can say that, right? Like, is that fine, Kudo? I think that's good. I already said it's too late. So we'll see some new Rec Gang art. You are definitely not prepared for what it is. It's, I think Kudo probably was not prepared for what it is. It's very different than what we did before. So anything that you think it's going to be, it's not. So, and it is, might as well say, it is a PFP, so should kind of clarify some things there. Will be very cool, will be very exciting. We've been working on it for the past, 2 months now, right? Or no, more than that. But the cool thing about this is, you know, should bring some great energy. You'll see, you'll have, I don't want to, again, I think I'm going to be oversharing, and we kind of want to keep the surprise for y'all. Obviously, as Rec Gang OGs, you'll have some privileges and all that. So should be really cool for all you holders. And I think Kudo, I love all Kudo's art. Like, I love it all. I love the bulls. I love the wolves. I love the trippies, the chickens. But I feel like this collection, he did the best, I guess I can say, some of the better video montages that you'll see. There's like some cool storytelling around it and some amazing videos. So, I guess I shared enough, right, Kudo? I'll stop there. But you did a really an exceptional job.
Thank you. Thanks. That means a lot. So what I'm going to say is more about, okay, I want all of us, I mean, like the gang community, to see it as a cabal's kind of project, right? It has its own potential, like big potential to go pretty big. And we are going to be like, kind of have the privilege to push it. And yeah, I'm asking all of us to help push this project together to like stratosphere, and the farther it goes, the better for Record Gang in all. Like we literally create this, we were able to create this project because of the support from Record Gang community all these 2 years, right? And I think it's going to be a great project. And if we help out each other to talk about it, share it, make people interested in it, we can make some bucks and have some breaks on the table all together. Yeah. And we have funds to continue to develop Record Gang. But I put a lot of works and talk and all tools that I have in hands, I use it all on it. And I'm really, really eager to let you guys see the works. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like every time, you know, you create some art, Kudo, it gets better and better. And I feel like, you know, this is kind of the best that we've seen so far. But you know, this is very subjective. Like, I know some people prefer the trippy wolves to the OG wolves, and some people prefer, you know, whatever to whatever, and that's fine. But I feel like in terms of, you know, your evolution, this is kind of the most advanced of what we've seen, and I'm very excited about it. Absolutely. And I hope that you guys enjoy it. As always, I always say this. I hope you guys like it. Should be fun. And looking forward to kind of revealing it slowly to y'all.
Yeah. Other than this project that we're talking about now, we remember that last Christmas, right? We had the AMA and we talk about like the Raising Games version 2. And I want a bit of FYI to everyone that it's in development. We did some taste with the game and it's super exciting. This is another Cabal's kind of project that you guys going to fucking love it, and you guys just want to talk about it to everyone you guys know. That is going to be amazing. We actually are building three things right now. One is the project, the PFP project that Sir talked about. Second one is the Raising Game that we talked about last year. And the third one is another things that we're currently building. So we're working. We never stop work and experiment, try some shit and have fun together, man. So yeah, looking forward to all the stuff coming out through this year.
Yeah. Excuse me, I didn't hear what chain it's on. You didn't.
Amir with the chain questions, as always. We don't know which chain it's on ever. Until we announce what chain it's on. But you're right. Like the racing game, we did the demo, we played it. The art is super cool on it. Again, like you outdid yourself with the art. Y'all will see what it looks like very soon. That also is like a completely different DAP, right? It's more of a, you know, it's more of a unique thing, a standalone game is quite different than what we're used to doing, which are PFP collections. And truthfully, I'm very confident about this PFP project that we're doing, because we know how to do that and it should be fun. The racing game, something very unique to us, so we hope that you do enjoy it. We hope people kind of, because the most important thing about these games, or these, we call it a game, but y'all know what it is, but about these dApps is the adoption. So hoping that, you know, it does get that adoption, it does get that traction, and people kind of use it and enjoy it. So lots of different things happening. You're right, Kudo, never stopping. Okay, I see a lot of hands up. Let's start with Arlene, then we'll do Nikki, then we'll do Trendy. That's fine, that order. Go ahead, Arlene.
I just wanted to say that I was really looking forward to Wrecked Reptiles, that thing that we were joking about a while ago. There was like a dinosaur-looking thing on one of the publications, and I thought he was adorable. I really loved him, and so I'm a bit disappointed that it's not Wrecked Reptiles, but I have faith in Kudo, and I'm sure it'll be a million times better than Wrecked Reptiles.
It's going to blow your mind, Tempi. You're not ready for it. I think you're going to love it so much, especially you.
Yeah, that last line is pretty key, Arlene. So
especially me. Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm intrigued now.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Nikki, go ahead, man.
Hey, so just wanna say, by the way, if you are ever gonna overshare, you know, the 2-year anniversary space is probably the best time to do it. But moving on to, or moving back to the whole Reddit thing, you know, if you guys do ever open up a Wrecked Gang Discord or Reddit, let me know. I'd love to help out there. But I do want to pick Kudo's brain on, you know, we've spoken previously about your interest in doing avatars for Wrecked Gang. If you were going to go that route, you know, you get three avatar designs you do. What would you do with them? You know, would you just do a wolf, a trippy, and a bull, or maybe three wolves?
Yeah, I haven't talked about that yet. I haven't talked about it yet. I need some focus to think about it. I really want to do it, but currently I have all these projects in hands that it's our. Like we build it and then it's going to be for the community we take care of it. So I kind of feel like I rather push all my energy into building new stuff out, and then yeah, when all things have released and I have more time, I really look forward to work on the Reddit avatars. I really want us to be there, but yeah, we will have to talk to you a lot, Nikki, about that.
Yeah, no pressure. I was just asking. I know you guys got a lot going on before you can start any of that or even think about it, but
yeah, you know, it kind of I really want to do the Reddit avatars as well. I feel like it's a really cool medium, and again, like I mentioned earlier, I'm super bullish on Reddit for this bear market. I feel like it will be the news source for a lot of the crypto stuff. I feel like it was the news source last bull market as well for the retail, right? Like the top buyers are the Reddit community. Sorry to say this, but the that Reddit cryptocurrency is definitely not early on anything. That being said, it's a great indicator of what retail's interested in. So definitely would love to blend in more with that community, onboard some of those folk. And I think the Reddit avatars are a really cool medium for that. So once we have more time, I guess Kudo has more time because he's been working so hard on like three different things. Then I guess, yeah, I'm sure he'd be interested as well, like he said.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a big priority. Thinking more about it. Yeah. Okay. Work on it. Thanks, guys.
You convinced them. go ahead, Trendy. Then we'll do Pedro, then Arlene.
Just really quickly, obviously we heard how excited you and Kudo were about what's coming down the pipeline. I just kind of wanted to piggyback on it. I did get a sneak of some of these assets, and like I was smiling ear to ear each time I saw something new come across my plate. And then also B, y'all are not ready for what it is. Like, I would have never guessed this, so I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, it's definitely a different change of everything. So you'll see. I mean, I don't want to overshare, but you don't expect this at all. But should be fun. Okay, Pedro, go ahead, man. And then early.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'll try to keep it short. Just yeah, in the spirit of the birthday, I had to change my PFP. This was my first NFT that I ever minted. And unless my wallet gets drained, which I'm going to knock on wood never happens, I will never fucking get rid of this NFT. I love it. Hey, but also good job. you guys disseminated just enough alpha that, like, I'm like, you know, helping my daughter wash dishes right now because she didn't wash the dishes last night. And I'm like happy doing it because I'm like smiling, you know, like listen about the future, you know, listening about the future of a Rec Gang, and I'm smiling washing dishes. So even something as crummy as washing dishes, I'm super stoked, guys. And then last but not least, Giannis, dude, man, kudos to you, man, going for the PhD. I did not achieve that much higher education. I stopped at a thesis defense at the master's level and was encouraged to go PhD, but I just knew that I was a little too scatterbrained to get it done. But hey, once you have something down and written, and this goes to any of the Rec Gang members, I'm all about promoting higher education. If you ever need a technical paper, read, proofed, you know, a second opinion on things. But again, if you need a technical paper ever read and proofed, I write every day of my life for my job, and it doesn't matter what it is. I love doing it. So just keep that in mind if anybody needs something like that.
We're going to start.
Thanks a lot, man. Reading.
Go ahead.
Thanks a lot. That's great, you know, to know that you can support us like that. You are a gem to our community.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, and mine, you know, mine is more in the science space, but it doesn't matter what it is because, you know, good writing is good writing and concepts. So it's sometimes good to have outsiders, you know, reading your stuff. I don't know much about olive oil, but I really look forward to learning about it, buddy.
He said it's not about olive oil, so it's perfect.
No, I knew. I knew that. Oh, yeah. Zerka, yeah, like I'm really, really stoked to hear that this next PFP collection is going to be on blast. I know you have confidence in the blockchain.
It will not be on blast. That thing sucks.
I'm just fucking with you. Yeah, thank you again, guys.
What a waste of time. Thanks, Kate. Arlene, go ahead.
I just wanted to throw back to the Reddit topic and suggest let's hedge your bets, do two birds with one stone, and attempt to conquer two platforms, Reddit and Farcaster, so then we can get the best of both worlds. And can someone give me a TLDR on what Pedro said, because it seems like I was the only one who couldn't hear him. Thanks.
Pedro said he'll correct Giannis's thesis. And yeah, literally, you're laughing, but that's what he said. And he switched his PFPs to his OG Wolf that I remember him by, so that's nice. Nikki, go ahead, man.
All right, so I know you don't want to overshare here, but I got to ask, are we at least going to a new chain?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's not
always to new chains, always to new excitement. We are pirates, right?
Yeah, Giga Parasite Gang does not. You can't parasite from your own people, right? That's not parasitic. You got to exploit other people. That's kind of how it works. If you want to be a parasite. That's just, you know, the definition. But yeah, it should be another chain. Very cool one at that. So we hope you like it again. Damn, a lot of tickets that opened up. I think, you know what? I think there's about like 25. I probably can do everybody. So I'll do that tonight, though. Don't expect it today at all. Because I'm, yeah. It's March break over here, so you know I do enjoy some time with the fam, and appreciate y'all for showing up on a Sunday afternoon. I don't know, it could be the morning for you like Arlene, or the evening very late like Kudo. So appreciate y'all for showing up. I think we have one of the most based, using that word, community out in Web3, one of the most educated, knowledgeable about the space, authentic, Obviously, we always speak our minds. And, you know, I think we do have a good sense of humor as well in this, you know, crypto sphere that is sometimes a little too serious. So I do enjoy, I think we have one of the best communities out there. And I'm very grateful for having cultivated it. I think, y'all can give yourselves a round of applause. virtual pat on the backs, but love every one of you. It's been an amazing journey, and obviously lots more years to come of fun and experimentation. We never do things that are boring. I think we always try to push the envelope, try to innovate, try some new shit. Most of the time, you know, it's a little too new and people don't get it, like the multi-chain aspect, right? Like 2 years ago, people were like, that's stupid. And then everybody started doing it. And I guess there's lots of things like that, like safe staking and I don't know, the Alpha Hub as well. I think a lot of projects are pushing for that direction right now. Back in the day, there was only a few of them doing that. So I'm very happy that, you know, we're always pushing the limits, trying to discover what's possible in Web3. And really, Rekt is our home. So hopefully we can grow that home for many more years to come. So if anybody wants to come up to share a few words, absolutely go ahead. It's a good time. Do we have more alpha to share with the folks, Kudo? I think we shared a lot already, but kind of wanted to share some more. It's just, I don't want to spoil the surprise. It's at all. It's just, we have like all these things, these plans, and it's all like done, but we spoil the surprise. It kind of ruins the whole experience for you. Kudo agrees with me. He knows. He does the marketing. We could share some alpha as well for the markets. I mean, it's just been blazing. Like meme coins, everything. Bitcoin. I think one of the better discussions to be had right now. And I'll ask Kudo about this. I think he's a great person to ask about this topic is when do you start taking profits? I have not sold a single Bitcoin or ETH since, you know, this run-up. That being said, I mean, eventually, I think we should start cashing out, right? Right?
Man, it's a tough question. I mean, like every one of us are kind of like numb right now. It's like everything happened so fast, like ultra mega fast. We were like, we are selling the nails of the ETF, and then suddenly we just like all like at the resistance, about to break all time high. It's everything happened so fast, and we are kind of like in shock. I mean, shock, and I don't know. I can't even process right now. It's make me numb. So what I did, it just like, man, I have to sell something. So I sold like 30% of those, my big bag, just to make sense of myself, taking back like kind of the control a bit to myself. Otherwise, it's, but yeah, I got a lot from this season. I was into Solana meme coins very fast and Ordinals. Space as well. So yeah, I'm earning a lot from that too. Kind of meta.
Yeah, those are definitely the best plays. You know, one thing I'm not afraid of is cashing in on the meme coins, right? Like I don't feel those are very long lasting anyways. That being said, you know, will I sell or try to sell some Bitcoin? I still don't know if I'm comfortable doing that. I guess maybe I'll be round tripping again. Doesn't matter. Still.
But okay. Let me say, I mean, like, at the end, it's like for me myself, what's my plan is that I'm trying to accumulate as much Bitcoin as possible, because I think like in Asia, what we see where I live, what I see a lot is like the currency, the national currency of some countries are really having problem, man, and something maybe happen in the future. Who knows? But the Asian countries really like have this kind of like problem, and Bitcoin it's showing its strength, and it's crazy, and this could be like that moment that Bitcoin just like
it's not Bitcoin vs Ethereum anymore at this point. For me, I think it's like it's Bitcoin vs gold. We directly vs with gold with Bitcoin on it, and then like it's Ethereum vs Solana about the technology being fast and all of that stuff. So my bet is I'm going to stack as much Bitcoin as possible, because even like the BlackRock guys, and he say like he talk about like those big capital, they're really like thinking about Bitcoin as a store of reserve. They use that for so many times. So I think in the big picture, something is moving, and I want to have as much Bitcoin as possible. That is my goal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I agree with that thesis. I think it's one of the better ones. Amir, we haven't seen you speak. Guess what do you have? Then we'll do Arlene, then we'll do Nikki. Tell us about how, you know, what's your exit strategy, or there is no exit strategy?
No, there actually is one. I think the best idea is kind of like what Kudo said, is taking profits into Bitcoin. As long as it's in the bull run, it's a safer to win a couple of percentages than staying in stablecoin. Last bull run, I don't know if I made the big mistake of taking it in UST and then putting in Anchor, but this bull run will be strictly Bitcoin.
Yeah, I did the same mistake, Amir. At least I got some of that UST back. It wasn't at full value when I bridged out, but it was better than my staked Luna for 21 days. So, if you do, I guess that's also another lesson there. If you do take profits into Bitcoin, just you know, do the regular thing. Don't do anything fancy with it, like trying to leverage it, because that could always go wrong eventually. So I think I had Arlene next and then Nikki, but good to know that Amir is stacking sats. I think everybody has become a Bitcoin maxi, or everybody was a Bitcoin maxi when they even started this game. So go ahead.
Yeah, Zach, I'm ready to become a Bitcoin maxi too, but there's just one thing I needed to educate myself a little bit more about Bitcoin is its scaling abilities and how Lightning works and all of that, and then I'll probably be ready to become full toxic Bitcoin maxi, come full circle. For sure, in terms of taking profits, I'm too scared to sell my ETH or my Bitcoin, because like, even though I might get the dollar value back, I'll never get the amount in ETH or Bitcoin back, you know. So that's always the fear. But what I will add to the conversation here is that I'm afraid that Messari's blatant attempt at market manipulation with their latest free article that I analyzed on Deepin, I'm afraid that they're going to be right, because Arweave has been melting my face, and I only managed to throw a couple of hundred at it a few weeks ago, and it has just not stopped. I'm really pleased, because I spotted that, you know, it used to track the Sol price because they're interdependent, and it was still super low. So I think I made a good call there, and I'll probably dump those profits back into ETH when it peaks. But yeah, Deepin, it might actually be a thing, guys. Terrifying, right?
Yeah, super bullish on Deepin. It's great concept. And AI, one last thing I want to leave about Bitcoin for all of you to understand the feel of it. I'm really into Bitcoin ecosystem, right? Because I'm inside the Tablet Research Discord. And what is happening is that by the end of this year, we will actually see a good Bitcoin layer 2 for real. This could happen. I mean, like Bitcoin could be fast, unimaginable.
Yeah.
But it has this chance, and it's a high chance. And if that things happen and you don't have any position on it, you will get wrecked. That's my view.
And this,
did actually do an episode on that. Shocking, right? They did something not related to Ethereum. But I, from what I heard, I was intrigued. Apparently, it's super, super, super early, super early days. But yeah, it's supposed to be better than Lightning, which is kind of a big claim. But yeah, I'm intrigued anyway. Want to learn more?
I really don't know about this. I don't know, but I guess I'll fade it and then I'll be in it too late. But I really like Bitcoin for what it is, that, you know, the store of value, like Kudo was talking about. And ordinals, that's fun. You know, you don't need like that much speed. The layer two stuff kind of gets tricky, right? Like even Lightning, I don't know if it got as much adoption as they want. Kudo, you can correct me on Lightning, but I just like the regular old Bitcoin. I'm just like a old timer.
The layer two you're talking about, Kudo, is it stacks or runes?
Or something else?
No, runes is a meta protocol. Stack is a Bitcoin layer two that it's super easy. It's work like shit. So there is this Bitcoin layer two that is called Citrea, and there is no token, and it promised that it want to use Bitcoin as the gas fee as well. And this company is funded by those Taproot Wizards, kind of like money. So yeah, there's so many things that's so much innovation right now on Bitcoin, and this like brush, there's a lot of money in it, and someone's going to hit it somehow. And the volume of ordinals, I mean, like, you guys imagine that the world that Bitcoin actually fast, the capital that will flow back into Bitcoin will be a lot of them, like from all the cryptocurrency kind of blockchain. Many of the big investors want to get back to Bitcoin if Bitcoin really work on Bitcoin layer two. So for me, there is a risk if you don't have any position in it. That's a risk for me as an investor. I should have something in it because this thing might happen and the liquidity will just go back to Bitcoin so fast. But yeah, this is just my thesis, and I take profit here, around and there, and yeah, it is what it is.
Nice. Good. Yeah, we'll definitely be on the lookout for that. Arlene, you're not. Oh, okay, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to quickly add. I think if this layer two attempt doesn't work, like worst case, I'm gonna like support UseX here a little bit. If this layer two attempt doesn't work, I reckon I can see Bitcoin Scaling Fund probably ripping up the bull market, because like it's a even layer two was like an exploitation, quote unquote, of the Bitcoin code, as far as I understand. So I have got some narrative hedge holds. I've got Kadena as a narrative hedge rather than a technology hedge, because I can see other proof of work chains, and how many of those are there, pumping if the Bitcoin FUD, Scaling FUD gets out of hand this fall. So something to think about.
Stacks Bitcoin as much as you can.
Easy.
Also that, absolutely.
Nikki and then PBR. Go ahead, man. Nikki has had his hand up for a while.
So I was just going to add in my thoughts on taking profit with Bitcoin. You know, I've been in the crypto space since 17, and at least for the last two markets now, I've seen during the bear, it's holding at the previous all-time high, right? So this last bear, we were sitting at about 20K, you know, which was the 2017 Bitcoin all-time high. Each one so far, I've seen it go up about a times three. So while I may not be the best judge, because I do have a tendency to overhold my bags, I would say it probably is a little too early to start selling Bitcoin at this point. I'd at least be looking for a times two from all-time high, previous all-time high, in my personal opinion, you know, what I'm planning on doing. But just my thoughts on the matter.
Yeah, maybe it's a little too early. I agree. Maybe some meme coins would be the best things if you want to be taking profits. JPEGs a few weeks ago, because I think the JPEGs got hit pretty hard. The Pudgies were like 23, 22 ETH. Now they're 15. So always hoping for JPEG season, but it never comes around. Maybe one day. PBR, go ahead.
Yeah, hey guys, how you doing? It sounds like you guys are all talking about Litecoin.
No one is talking about Litecoin.
PBM, man.
It certainly sounds like all of your issues are solved with Litecoin. So I don't know what to tell you. And Arlene, you should drop that Kadena and buy Casper if you are looking for a POW narrative into this bull run.
I will look into that. Thank you, PBR.
Don't buy Litecoin. Except PBR, he can hold his bags from... When did you buy
Litecoin? Why are... Like, what is the hate on Litecoin? I don't even get it.
Like, it has light in it.
Bro.
It's kind of like lightweight, you know? It's kind of
It's a boomer coin, man. It's like, come on.
It's a PBR coin.
It's the most widely used coin. It's the most widely accepted coin. Like, I don't understand what... It doesn't matter, honestly.
It got no swag. You know, that's really the issue. It's just not cool. And coolness matters. Nikki, go ahead, man.
Really? Like, the $5 bill is cool? The $20 bill is cool? Like, since when is money cool?
The $2 bill is cool.
$2 bill is cool. I agree.
In PBR's defense here, Litecoin was actually the first coin I got into back in 17. You know, I kind of...
Nikki, you pretty much proved me wrong just by starting with your statement like that.
I actually made a lot of money on Litecoin back in the day.
Me too.
But I liked it because it was pretty much Bitcoin just with, you know, cheaper transaction fees, and it was a faster transaction process. I never really got much into the tech past that, but you know, PBR is right. It is pretty widely accepted, and while I'm not holding any anymore, you know, I do still like the coin. I think it's not a bad coin.
All right, man, let's pump Litecoin all together.
Can we do that?
There's already 60 million Litecoin ordinals.
Yeah.
Maybe we create a runes token called Litecoin. Right?
There's already a meme called Light on Litecoin.
Ah, damn.
Guys, we were able to pump Babu Penguins for like 4 to 6 hours. I think we were also able to will be able to pump Litecoin.
Yeah, able to pump Babu Penguins from, you know, 400 stars to almost 1,000 stars, which is, you know,
it was from 200, I think.
Oh, from 200. Okay, well, you know, from a $5 market cap to a 20, we can do that. So Litecoin should be feasible. Emir, go ahead, Matt.
Hey, can I just...
Yes, I just... Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, back to taking profits from Bitcoin, you should be, because even now, I mean, say a 2x from here for Bitcoin is months and months away. So you take it and you invest in other projects that have a potential for multiples, and then you take that profit back to Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's how you lose money, PBR. That's exactly how you lose money.
Yeah, all right. I don't even know what I'm in this gang for anymore at this point.
it's not the wreck gang. It's the Bitcoin accumulation gang now. There's nothing wreck.
Just completely against the sauce. It's the way we operate, I guess.
Speaking of Bitcoin, I can't believe Chubby is missing the space.
He's still watching Pepe go up and Port go down.
Hey, I just want to say I got to head out. It's been a pleasure, guys. Again, happy second birthday. Everybody have a blessed day.
Hello?
Go ahead, Amir. This is your chance.
I'll give you. Yeah, I want to ask you what was your opinion on the decentralized aspect, though, of Bitcoin now that it's becoming so institutionalized, you know, with not only BlackRock, all of those ETFs.
All right, okay. Maybe it's say my mind. I'm just a degen trader. I don't know. I just look at the market, like volume of it, and just look at the market, how they feel about it. And it seems like, yeah, there's more demand right now than the supply. That's what I currently see it. Yeah. It's not really answering the question. Yeah, but I don't think about that, actually. Maybe I'm dumb. That's why I make money.
I think Zerker's having some connection issues. I don't know if y'all got that error as well.
Yeah, he's going to rug.
He's going to take the space down with him. Anybody else got anything to say before he bounces?
Okay, guys, happy birthdays. Everyone, happy birthdays. Thanks a lot for all of this. It means a lot. It's crazy that this thing, it's 2 years old. The community, the chat, the experience that we exchange in the Discord, the experience of like this friendship online for 2 years, and there's bum and dumb and all of that. It's blow my mind when I actually think about it. And yeah, I'm totally grateful for everyone. I mean, like every click, every chat, it's what creates a space, right? A space doesn't mean like an offline space. It's space that connects us together. And yeah, without all of you, it means nothing. So yeah, I'm totally grateful for it. And I wish we have the best boo run ever. And you all make a lot of money. And yeah, and we can take care of family and friends. Love you all.
Beautifully said, Kudo. Y'all have a happy second anniversary. We'll see y'all next time. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss. And I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works. And we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Spaces.